Well, not exactly, but I can identify a number of influences that fed into it. I mean, one was that it needed to be a story about Manchester because it was originally for a book of Manchester stories, and I had always wanted to write something set in Manchester Library because I love the building. The direct experience, I suppose, is that many years ago I worked in a surveyor's office, and it was very clear that my predecessor in the surveyor's office had had a relationship with the surveyor. I didn't fall in love with him, as it happens, but I knew that she had had a relationship with him, and there was that kind of office buzz about it. And the other thing that fed into it was something from one of my favourite short stories by James Joyce in Dubliners. And it's just a tiny phrase. He's describing a relationship between a young girl and a man who has not had many relationships, and he uses the phrase, the slow, patient memory of the celibate. And he's talking about the way that the girl's kiss or touch remains imprinted in his memory. And that was very much in my head with this story, and that it builds to that moment where she tells you that she can feel the imprint of his fingers on her shoulder and that she could still draw a line around them. Her body remembers his touch because she's been touched very little.